A rare allergy is making its way through the South, and it's caused by tick bites. The alpha-gal molecule is found in most mammals, not humans, though. But when a tick bites a human, they sometimes give that alpha-gal molecule to people, and those people can develop a severe allergy to meat. With me to discuss this is Victoria Knight, a health reporter at WUGA in Athens. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, good morning.
And also Scott Cummins is a professor of allergy and immunology at the University of North Carolina. Hi there, Scott.
Good morning.
So, Scott, can we just establish first, before anybody gets really, really scared, how rare is this?
Well, it's clearly unusual, but I would not say it's rare.
What does that mean? I mean, what are your, do we have odds that you're going to get it, or?
It's difficult to establish the odds because experimentally we can't put ticks on humans to see the frequency with which this allergy develops. But we clearly know that most people who get tick bites do not develop the alpha-gal allergy. It's clearly a very small subpopulation, but we're trying to understand what it is about those people that do develop it so we can help be more predictive about the odds.
So, Victoria, what exactly happens when we talk about developing an allergy to meat? What does that mean in the long term, that you just can't, you become a vegetarian?
Yeah, for the most part, it means that you really can't eat meat at all.
And what happens?
Well, you're going to have a severe allergic reaction if you do eat meat, and so most people tend to avoid it. There were some people I talked to that had different reactions to meat. Like, it wasn't as severe for some people versus other people, and so they might be able to eat a little bit of meat. But there was one person I talked to who had such a severe allergy, she had just had to avoid meat at all. And that also includes meat byproducts and things like that.
Well, I think that, is that Carol Cape you're talking about?
Yes.
So she is a resident of Athens, was diagnosed with this allergy last year, and she talks about it here.
I am definitely unable to go out to eat. Can't go to barbecues because the fumes from a hot dog or hamburger, just inhaling them can put me into the shock.
Scott, that is a severe allergy. I mean, that's not just that you can't eat the meat, it's you can't even smell it. Is that also a normal for people who have this alpha-gal allergy?
I wouldn't say that it's normal for folks with this allergy, but clearly, as with most things in medicine, there are people who are sort of more sensitive or more severe. And these fume-based reactions we're hearing more and more about. So it's definitely on our radar, but I think it's quite unusual amongst those who become allergic.
So when you become allergic, Scott, this is because of the Lone Star tick? Is it basically this bad tick, or is it any tick?
So the short answer is, in the South and in the East, it's the Lone Star tick, but this allergy is a global issue. So we have collaborators in Scandinavia and Europe and Australia where they have very different ticks than we do, but they have the same allergy.
So let's hear Carol Cape again, Victoria. She has said it's hard because there's so little that's known about this allergy.
People, they have no clue. They're used to hearing someone say, I'm gluten-free, you know, and it goes in one ear and out the other. But in this case, it's very scary because even the doctors are learning more about it, or they don't know anything about it.
So, Victoria, you heard about this, I understand, kind of on the off chance. How much does it complicate treatment for this because most doctors have no idea what it is?
Right, yeah, it really does. That's what Carol was telling me and one of the other patients that I talked to. And so it's really hard because they basically have to inform the doctor themselves about their allergy. And they just carry, like, medical cards sometimes, like, that explain exactly what the allergy is. Because in case they pass out, go into anaphylactic shock, they might be unconscious and someone would have to give them medical treatment. And, you know, the only way to do that would be have some information on them.
So, Scott, let's say I get bit by a Lone Star tick, here in Georgia, and that tick passes the alpha-gal molecule to me. First of all, is it then a done deal that I'm going to get the allergy? And second of all, how quickly would that allergy manifest?
So just to back up really briefly, we're not 100% sure that what the tick is actually doing is passing alpha-gal, so to speak.
Oh.
So this is another line of research that we're actively working on. But it's
meaning that we don't know if that's how, meaning the ticks do give humans the allergy, we just aren't sure how.
Exactly. I'm confident that ticks can do this, but we have not yet established exactly the mechanism by which this is occurring.
Hmm. Okay, so let's go on to how quickly after that tick bite would the allergy manifest?
Our data would indicate that it's on the order of weeks. So there's a period of time with which the immune system needs to produce the antibody response, and then for you as a patient to eat the correct or incorrect food. So usually we see things on the order of, say, 4 to 8 weeks after tick bites.
And what is it in the meat that the human is reacting to?
So it's a great question, and clearly, as the caller indicated, there are some people who react to fumes, but by and large, most patients, we believe, are reacting to the lipid or fat portion of meat, and we have some evidence for why that is probably true, but one of the interesting things about all this is the reactions are delayed. So you eat a hamburger for dinner, and you don't have hives until midnight. And it appears that the processing of fat is quite different from proteins and carbohydrates, and it's a slower processing. So we've been able to figure out, we think, that the lipid portion seems to be where the action is, so to speak.
So, Victoria, did the people that you spoke with, and especially Carol, did they feel like they now have their questions answered? Or as Scott indicated, are there more questions than answers at this point about this allergy?
Yeah, I think there are a lot more questions than answers for the most part, at least on their side, trying to figure out kind of how to navigate life, just not being able to eat meat. And for Carol, especially because she was allergic to meat byproducts, she's still kind of figuring out what exactly that consists of. She discovered gelatin recently that she is allergic to, and some kind of artificial sweetener that had a meat byproduct in it. So for her, it's really scary because she could eat anything and suddenly have a reaction. But for other people, another patient I talked to, it's not as severe. He kind of knows, like, I just can't eat meat, but I don't have reactions to anything else. He hasn't so far, and so he seems to be all right. But Dr. Commons and another researcher I talked to at Vanderbilt are really trying to figure out a lot more about the allergies. So yeah. I think hopefully in the future, maybe we'll know more.
That would be great. Victoria Knight's health reporter at WUGA in Athens. And Scott Commons is one of the people trying to answer those questions. Professor of Allergy and Immunology at the University of North Carolina. Thanks so much to both of you.